Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim McIntosh, old friend of mine who is about to retire, and I wanted to get him to do an interview with us. So, Jim, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Kemp. Good to see you.
At the end of this month, you'll no longer be working in the flooring business. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. First off, let's talk about how long you've been in this business and your background in the flooring business.
I actually started in the business back in 1966, and at that time, I was hired on with the Bigelow Sanford Carpet Company as a sales trainee, and at that point in time, they were listed on the New York Stock Exchange and worked in their corporate offices at 140 Madison Avenue in New York City. You know, my career at Bigelow actually spanned 17 years. I had two sales territories there, one in Erie, Pennsylvania, one in Boston, Massachusetts, and then in 1979, I was promoted to a regional sales manager for the Upper Midwest market and transferred out to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then I was there for a period of about 6 years, and then was going to take a job with Bigelow corporately down at their new headquarters, which was down in Greenville, South Carolina. And in the process of me being relocated down to Greenville, I actually had another job offer with the Pink Companies in Minneapolis, which I accepted, and I worked for the Pink Supply Company for about 6 years.
So your career in this flooring business has taken you from New York through Pennsylvania to Minneapolis, and I think that's where you've raised your children, and then down toward Dalton, and then you went to Queen over several years later, and actually when you first went to Queen, you were over the commercial side of the business, and then eventually you took the job of VP of sales for Queen, is that right?
Yes, I was actually promoted to VP of sales for Queen in 1997.
And then from Dalton to California, the last 7 years you've been basically the general manager. I think Shaw calls it a divisional vice president. You've been, for the last 7 years at Tuftex, you've made a lot of decisions around the sales effort, what the product looks like, and that's been probably one of the most memorable parts of what you've done in the business, isn't it?
Well, it just seemed like I kept on getting luckier as my career continued to develop, and the last 7 years in California have been just terrific. I had never lived in the West Coast. My wife and I actually moved out there from Dalton in 2003, moved to Newport Beach, which is absolutely gorgeous, and had the opportunity of running the Tuftex division, which was located in Santa Fe Springs, California, and that's been great for both my career, very rewarding, and great for me financially. So it's been a great last stop.
And, you know, you and I have stayed close during all this time out in California, and your growth out there with the business, I mean, you had double-digit growth for many years until this recession hit. I mean, you were really building that business, and you were doing it because you identified the niche out there, and culmination of everything you'd learned throughout your business, you were able to use that in the last 7 years of your career in the business, right?
Well, I think my experience, of course, was very beneficial. But, you know, at the time, too, we were in a very good position with the tremendous growth with the new home construction business on the West Coast, and that was certainly very beneficial for us from the years 2003 to 2007. That was a very, very big part of our business and probably accounted for over 40% of our total volume during that period of time.
Let's talk about your decision to retire. How come you plan to retire now?
Well, first off, it's not like I'm retiring early. I'm 66 years old, and there's still a lot of things that I'd like to do in my lifetime, and I want to have the opportunity where I'm still physically able to do it. And frankly, the last couple of years, you begin to feel your age a little bit, and the body's just telling me that it's about the right time. And frankly, with the conditions of the marketplace over the last year and a half, it hasn't been a lot of fun, so that's had a little bit of influence on me too. I can tell you that I've been very, very fortunate to have what I think is a terrific career in the business, and it just gotten to a point in my life where I've gotten very lucky and feel it's a good time for me to go, both financially and also mentally.
Well, I know you're going to be missed at Shaw. Actually, you know, last night they did a special treat to you out here in Banff at the National Floor Covering Alliance, and it was kind of your night at dinner, and Randy Merritt even said some very kind things. I don't know how they're going to replace you. I think you've left quite a mark within Shaw. As you look back at the legacies you've left on the business, do you think Tuftex is what you'll be best known for?
I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't what I'll be best known for, only because of the visibility that my position had. But I think probably the thing that will be most memorable for me will be all of the people I had a chance to work with and tremendous amount of young, talented people that are still in management positions at Tough Techs that hopefully have had some impact on their career, and maybe they've picked up a few things over the course of the years from me that'll help them in their careers as well.
So as you look back, it's the impact you've made on the people you've worked with and the experiences you've had there. That's kind of the highlights of what you think about.
I think of that, and as well as the people I've worked for. You know, I had the pleasure of working at Shaw Industries now for the last 10 years, and that's been a great experience for me. Had the pleasure of working for Julian Saul and Joel Cohen, Julian's father, who was a wonderful, wonderful man. And that was certainly a terrific experience for me, and a number of others along the way. But, you know, certainly the folks at Tough Techs and the way that we were able to get along out there, you know, particularly with our product development head, Ed Lutterlow, our controller out there, Mike Arai, our regional managers, just a very, very satisfying, very relaxed atmosphere and great, you know, give and take on a very informal basis, inspirational in a way, and I'll miss that for sure.
Probably a few people in the business that don't know you. It's a couple of things that I think are interesting from my perspective is you were introducing products out there on the West Coast. You love music, and you were naming the products after some of your favorite songs, and that was always a neat Jim McIntosh little flair. Also, you enjoy going out and being, as you said, with your employees, but also with your customers, and you love food, and you love wine, and now you've got this new hobby, I guess it's where you can spend most of your time. You've been in California. You had a nice place there above Newport Beach, and now you've sold that place and you've bought a house outside of Salt Lake City, I guess in Park City, Utah. And so you're going to spend your next little bit of time there pursuing, I guess, your next love, which is fly fishing. Is that right?
That's certainly part of it. That part of the country gives you great access to some wonderful places to fish. In addition to that, all of our children are skiers, so we wanted to get a place that, you know, the kids and our grandchildren would want to come and visit us and spend some time with us, and I think that ended our decision. In addition to that, of course, Salt Lake is a very large city, and Park City is no more than 40 minutes away, so if you want to travel, it's very convenient to the airport. Great amenities in Park City, great restaurants, of course, the skiing, but also nightlife. In the summertime, they've got a lot of outdoor concerts. There's also, of course, the Sundance Film Festival, lots of rivers to fish and fine food, hiking, bicycling, you name it. So it's a pretty well-rounded area that I'm going to get a chance to enjoy now for the next few years.
Well, Jim, we're going to miss you in the business. You're going to leave a hole, I can tell you right now. Your ability to grow the people that you work with and your ability to make decisions, I think, in a hurry, and your ability to identify marketing opportunities, I think, have been fantastic. What advice do you have for the rising leaders in the business?
Well, I could give you a little bit of advice that I think is sort of appropriate for almost anybody that deals with a customer base, whether you're in sales or whether you're in a management position. I've always believed that you treat everybody with respect, and that's not only the owner of the organization that you're doing business with, but also all of their employees. You also treat people fairly. You want to be able to go walk back through that door the next time and the next time and the next time and get an audience and get to the table with the folks. So those two things are very important. The other thing, too, is you need to be prepared. You need to be savvy as to what your customers' needs are going to be, and that takes a little bit of study, and I think you need to be a student of the game. And the game, in our case, is product and selling product, floor covering products, and there's a lot of history that you can access from the standpoint of reports, those type of things. And I think that for you to be good at the business, you need to have a good sense of what that's all about. And then, you know, when it comes right down to it, in the end, there's just no substitute for hard work. All of those things, I think, are part of the game, and all of those things, if they're applied, I think will make somebody successful in this business.
Okay, Jim, well, I appreciate you spending time with us. I guess today's the 19th, so you got less than 2 weeks of being in this business, and wish you the best, and I'm looking forward to staying in touch with you in Park City, Utah. I've been talking to Jim McIntosh, who's planning to retire at the end of the month, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaDaily.net.